seated. We welcome all the brothers and sisters, our friends, our guests, our truth seekers. We hope that those who are coming to church here for the first time or have still seeking the truth can come to a better understanding of it. And so we've organized a gospel tea fellowship today. In hopes that we can create a more relaxed atmosphere where we can all study the Word of God together. So this afternoon we've divided our time into two sessions. We will use some passages from the Bible to give us an introduction to what we will discuss. And then in our second session, we'll go to the dining hall and we'll sit down and we can enjoy some discussion, questions, answers, sharing of our thoughts about the Bible.
我今天下午想要跟大家分享的题目是认识圣灵。
This afternoon, I'd like to talk about recognizing the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是圣经里面很重要的一个教义。
The Holy Spirit is an important teaching from the Bible.
对我们每个人都相当重要。
It's important to each and every one of us individually.
我是根据从圣经里面的了解。
And so I'll share with you passages from the Bible regarding this.
家属说，我们听了以后有什么问题，或者是有什么心得啊？
And
我们等一下可以讨论。
After we study these passages, if you have any thoughts, questions, or comments, we can discuss this.
圣灵是神赐给我们人类的无价之宝。
Holy Spirit is a precious gift that God bestows upon us. This is a gift that you cannot find, a treasure that you cannot find in this world.
圣灵可以带给我们真正的满足的喜乐。
Because the Holy Spirit can give us true satisfaction and joy.
也带给我们真正的盼望。
It can give us true hope in this life and the next.
我们一定要追求圣灵，而且要让圣灵充满。
And so we need to ask for the Holy Spirit and that we be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经里面说，神会借着圣灵把他丰盛的慈爱浇灌在我们的心里面。
Because the Bible tells us that it is through the Holy Spirit that God grants us the fullness of His love.
那什么叫做圣灵？
What is the Holy Spirit?
当然有很多人认为说，圣灵原文的意思就是跟气息同一个字。
Some people argue that the Holy Spirit in the original text is very similar to air or that we breathe.
所以有的人认为说，这个圣灵就是一种感动的力量啊。
And so some people see the Holy Spirit as a moving power.
那虽然圣灵在圣经里面有时候讲他是神的灵，耶稣基督的灵。
But the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Jesus.
有时候讲圣灵，又讲神儿子的灵。
Sometimes we'll refer to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of the Son of God. So even though it's described as many different words, it is really the one Spirit. The Holy Spirit is really God. Because God by nature is a Spirit. And so God says that He will bestow His Holy Spirit upon those who seek Him.
他说啊, 神会赐给我们一个新的心。
And then we will receive a new heart.
因为神拣选了以色列人,
because God in the Bible chose the Israelites.
他给他们很多的律法教训,
He gave them many ordinances and commandments.
然后后来神说啊, 这是应着百姓, 应着景象的百姓,
and He caused them a stiff-necked people.
神拉着他们, 叫他说, 你这样做, 你这样做,
and He had to guide them to tell them to do this and to do that.
但是以色列人虽然有律法却去犯律法,
But the Israelites still had the law, but they would break the law.
说他们要想要当老师去教别人, 自己却犯了很多啊, 得罪神的事情。
So sometimes they wished to be the teacher to teach other people, but they themselves were breaking the commandments of God.
因为神说啊, 我现在要改变啊, 我要把我的灵啊, 放在你们心里面。
So God said, now I will bestow upon human beings my Holy Spirit.
把你们的心啊, 重新改变,
so that your hearts will be changed.
本来你们很硬的心啊, 好像石头一样, 我要把它改变成一个肉的心。
Before you had a heart of stone, now I will give you a heart of flesh.
让你们从内心里面, 就很甘愿, 顺服啊, 照着神的教训来行。
So from the inner recesses of your heart, you will be willing to obey God and to follow His commandments.
所以神说, 我要把我的灵啊, 浇灌在你们的心里面。
That's why God says, I will grant you my spirit and have it dwell with you.
圣经里面, 有关神要把圣灵赐给人, 这样的应许啊, 这样的预言相当多。
There are many passages in the Bible that refer to that God will give the Holy Spirit to mankind.
哦, 我们参考几节圣经。
And we'll turn to a few of these.
我们看约珥书,
we'll turn to Joel, chapter 2.
约珥书在这个何西阿书的后面。
That's right behind Hosea.
你如果看中文那个两节的圣经是1071面。 约珥书第二章,
Joel chapter 2,
28节,
verse
28. 约珥书二章二十八节,
Joel chapter 2, verse 28.
说以后我要将我的灵浇灌环流血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。29节。29节。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。 这里神借着先知啊讲预言。
In this passage, God grants a prophecy through the prophet Joel.
说将来时候到了，神要把他的灵浇灌环流血气的人。
It says, when the time comes, I will pour out my spirit on all people.
这个有血气的是指着世界上的人。
All people is everyone in this world.
所以这个神的灵是要普遍的。 好像雨水这样浇灌下来,
and the Holy Spirit will come upon us just like rain falls upon the ground.
所以主要我们人有心去寻求的话, 都可能可以得到圣灵的浇灌。
This means that everyone who seeks after the Holy Spirit will receive it.
当然这个圣灵临到以后啊, 有很多属灵的现象会产生出来。
And after the Holy Spirit comes upon a person, there will be manifestations of
which.
They will prophesy.
预言就是还没有到的事情啊, 圣灵会启示, 让我们知道。
The Holy Spirit will tell a person of things that are yet to come.
他说老年人会做异梦。
And the old men will dream dreams.
那我们常常会做梦。
We often dream.
他说有些梦啊, 是人有所思就会有所梦。
But most dreams are ordinary dreams that human beings dream.
但是这个异梦啊, 就是出于神的启示。
But a dream from God is a revelation from God.
说神除了用道理教训人以外,
so God teaches human beings not just from the words in the Bible.
还有时候也借着这个梦境啊, 把当受的教训啊, 印在人的心里面。
But will sometimes imprint upon mankind his teachings through dreams.
所以这个梦啊, 是从神来的。
And so a dream from God is called a holy dream, a divine dream.
好像约瑟啊, 神就启示他说, 你将来啊, 会成就大事。
Just like God through a dream, told Joseph that he would become a great
vizier.
So when he was younger, he had two dreams.
So 他跟哥哥啊, 在捆那个河捆, 啊哥哥的河捆啊,
and he was at with his brothers. And,
他的河捆都立起来,
and there were bushels of wheat, and all the wheats came down and bowed before his. And his, all his brother's wheat fell and bowed down before him.
啊,另外一个梦啊, 就说啊, 太阳, 月亮, 还有11颗星星啊, 啊, 在拜他。
Second dream he had was of the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars all bowing before him.
啊,他年轻的时候啊, 当然很天真啊, 做了梦以后, 就告诉他的兄弟。
When he was younger, he had this dream, and he was very innocent, and told his brothers and his parents
哦,
about
他兄弟啊, 更生气啊, 难道你要做我们的王, 要我们来拜你吗?
Upon hearing this, his brothers were enraged and very angry and told him, what you want us to bow down before you?
就说你做的是什么梦呢?
His father said, what kind of dream is this that you have had, Joseph?
虽然爸爸不懂啊, 说就把这个梦啊, 啊, 放在心上。
And even though his father didn't understand the dream, he put it in his heart.
后来经过了一二十年以后啊, 这个梦境真的实现了。
Decades later, this dream became true.
啊, 约瑟成为埃及国的宰相。
Joseph became the vizier or prime minister
那兄弟啊,
of Egypt.
兄弟啊来向他买粮食啊, 跪着向他下拜。
And his brothers and sisters came down before him and bowed before him to buy food.
后来他全家来接受他的奉养。
Later, his whole family came under his care.
所以这个异梦啊, 这个不是普通的梦。
So a divine dream is no ordinary dream.
这是神啊。 启示我们了解一些灵界的事情，了解一些未来的事情。
It is a dream that God grants us so that we can understand spiritual things and the things yet to come.
他说少年人要看异象。
And so young people here will see visions.
这个异象也是一种很特殊的一种景象。
Visions are a special revelation for me.
所以有的人啊，在祷告当中圣灵充满。
Some people, they'll pray and they'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有的就看到天国的美景,
and they'll see a wonderful vision.
有的看到天使, 看到主耶稣,
some will see vision of the heavenly kingdom with Jesus Christ and his angels.
这都是我们在教会里面啊, 啊, 常常听到的美好的见证。
These are testimonies that abound in our church today.
因为神会借着圣灵把一些属灵界的东西啊, 啊, 借着异象啊,
because God will use these visions to give us spiritual revelations.
所以神说啊, 到了时候, 他要把他的灵浇灌下来,充满着我们。
And that's why God said that when the time comes, I will pour out my spirit on all people.
所以耶稣传道理的时候,
so when Jesus was preaching the gospel in the world,
讲到很多啊, 有关圣灵要降临的事情。
He frequently talked about the Holy Spirit.
啊,最后说啊, 你们不要离开耶路撒冷哦。
And he told his disciples, do not leave Jerusalem.
要在那里祷告等候。
But stay there, wait and pray.
啊, 当你们得到圣灵以后啊, 你们就有力量, 能够往各地方去传道理。
Once you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive power to go and preach the gospel to all nations.
所以圣经里面有很多啊, 谈到我们要领受圣灵, 要追求圣灵充满的一些道理。
And so the Bible is filled with references to how the Holy Spirit will enable us to preach the gospel.
我们说这个圣灵是神本身。
The Holy Spirit is God himself.
因为圣经里面说, 你怎么知道神住在你的心里面?
The Bible asks us, how do we know that Jesus, God lives within us?
因为神借着圣灵住在你的心里。
And we know because God, through the Holy Spirit, dwells in our hearts.
当我们领受圣灵以后, 我们很清楚, 我得到圣灵了, 因为神跟我同在。
So once a person receives the Holy Spirit, a person is very clear that God is with them because the Holy Spirit is with them.
我住在神里面, 啊, 神也住在我里面。
I dwell in God and God dwells in me.
啊, 这是我们得到圣灵一个非常重要, 很清楚的一种感受。
This is a strong feeling and understanding that people who receive the Holy Spirit have.
我们刚刚谈到说啊, 圣灵不只是一种感动的力量而已。
We know that the Holy Spirit is not just a feeling or emotion or movement.
因为他会指教我们一些圣经里面的道理。
Because the Holy Spirit will teach us the truths in the Bible. Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音15章,
John chapter 15.
26节,
verse 26.
约翰福音15章,
John 15, verse 26.
15章26节。 但我要从父那里差保惠师来，那就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。再看16章的12节。Let's
also turn to John 16, verse 12.
16章12节。
John 16, verse 12.
我还有好些事情要告诉你们。 那你们现在担当不了，但那不了说不能够领会了。13节。13节。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事。
From these three verses, we understand the wonderfulness of the Holy Spirit. Because it's not only a moving power. Because Jesus says when the Holy Spirit comes, the counselor comes, he will testify. He will testify that I am the Christ, I am the Savior of mankind, and that I am the true God. The Holy Spirit will tell us about the truth, the Spirit of truth. And will enable human beings to understand the teachings in the Bible.
耶稣说，我虽然跟你们讲好多道理，但是你们没有办法担当，说没有办法完全领会，就是没有办法完全明白了。Jesus
told the disciples, even though I say many things to you today, you do not understand much of it.
圣灵来了以后，就引导你们进到真理里面。But
once the Holy Spirit comes upon you, the Holy Spirit will guide you into a deeper understanding of the truth so that you can understand all the truths of the Bible. Human beings have a spirit. And because of this, we can have interaction with other human beings. We see that animals, for instance, have a hard time interacting with human beings.
他说，同样的，我们如果要了解有关神的事情，
so likewise, if we want to understand the things of God,
要有神的灵来帮助我们，我们就能够了解有关神的事情。
We need to have the Spirit of God dwell in us so that we can understand His affairs.
所以说，圣灵会参透万事啊。
So the Holy Spirit will reveal all things to us. The affairs of the spiritual world will be revealed to us through the help of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is full of wisdom and can teach us many things.
他说圣灵啊,有感情啊,所以他会安慰人。The
Holy Spirit also has feeling and emotion, and so it counsels and comforts people.
古时候他们为着传道理，有时候受到逼迫泛滥。
In the past and even today, many people preach the gospel and are persecuted for their preaching.
圣灵会亲自安慰他们。
But the Holy Spirit will comfort these people.
在泛滥当中能够有平安。
So that in the midst of tribulation and trial, they will have peace.
当我们的心思意念啊。 有时候没有按照神的旨意来行。
Sometimes our thoughts are not the thoughts of God, not the way of God.
神的圣灵会感动你。
But the Holy Spirit will guide us.
让你知道说你错了，而且你会感到自责。
And will guide us into knowing what is right and what is wrong and to feel regret for doing wrong.
我们知道错了以后，我们就要修正自己呀， 要按照神的旨意来行。
The Holy Spirit will guide us to correct our ways and change our ways and walk in the right path.
因为有圣灵在帮助我们，所以我们的行事为人会越来良心越敏感，
And so through the power of the Holy Spirit, our conscience will be ever tuned to be more correct, and we will be compelled to walk in the way that is right.
所以说你顺服圣灵啊，就能够得到生命跟平安。
So the Bible tells us if we follow and submit to the Holy Spirit, then we will find life, peace, rest and joy.
所以圣灵在我们内心里面啊，会引导我们，会感动我们。
The Holy Spirit within us will teach us, guide us, and move us.
家属说啊，我们做错事了，圣灵在指责你的时候，你不顺服。
Now say we do something wrong, and the Holy Spirit within us chides us. But we refuse to listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and refuse to change our ways. The Holy Spirit will grieve.
但是如果说我们一直很顽固，不顺服圣灵。
But if we persist in our wrongdoing and our refusal to listen to the Holy Spirit, and we purposefully sin against God, then God's Spirit will depart from us. So the Holy Spirit is meant to bring us joy, is meant to bring us peace. But the Holy Spirit is there to guide us to walk the path of righteousness. And so will constantly move us and touch us.
圣灵在感动你的时候，你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit is guiding you and leading you, do not quench the fire of the Spirit.
圣灵会决定事情，他有意志力。
Because the Holy Spirit has the power to make good decisions.
所以我们看到说，在使徒时代的教会，圣灵会差遣他们说到哪里去传道理。
So in the Acts of the Apostles, during that time, the apostles were led by the Holy Spirit to go where and where to preach.
所以他们常常进食祷告。
So the apostles constantly fasted and prayed. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就亲自主事说，保罗、巴拿巴，你们要到国外的地方去传道理。
The Holy Spirit would move Paul and Barnabas to go so-and-so place to go and preach the gospel.
因为圣灵的启示很明显，所以大家都为他们按手祷告，他们就去传道理了。
And because the will and the revelation of the Holy Spirit was so clear, the rest of the disciples would bless them and send them on their way.
所以圣灵跟他们同在，神迹奇事很多，教会就一间一间就一直建立起来了。
And because the Holy Spirit was with them and guided their footsteps, they were able to establish church after church and preach the ministry.
所以圣灵会有意志，差派工人去传道理。
So the Holy Spirit has the power to commission people to go and preach the gospel.
赏赐恩赐给传道人。
And will give power and grace to the preachers and ministers.
他们遇到事情在开会的时候，讨论当中，圣灵就在那边运行。
When they had some topic of discussion that they were debated, God would send His Holy Spirit to guide their discussion.
让他们在心中，圣灵感动，让他们做一个非常正确的决定。
And so in their hearts, they knew what was right and could come to a good conclusion.
所以这个圣灵，对教会来讲，对我们每一个个人来讲。
So the Holy Spirit is of utmost importance to each and every one of us individually and to the church as a whole. And the Bible tells us more about the Holy Spirit. Because many things in the Bible of the spiritual realm is very mysterious and it's very difficult for human beings to understand.
我们能够看得见，能够了解的东西，来帮助我们认识圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit describes things in physical terms that we can understand.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter
3. 第八节。
John chapter 3 verse
8. 约翰福音三章第八节。
John chapter 3 verse
8. 三章第八节。
John 3 verse
8. 说风随着意思吹。 你们听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。耶稣对一个犹太人的官，叫做尼哥底母，跟他谈道理。Jesus
was preaching here to one of the ruling council members of the Jewish people.
尼哥底母虽然是一个法利赛人。
His name was Nicodemus, and he was a member of the Pharisees.
那法利赛人他们是很懂神的律法。
Pharisees were a group of people who were very knowledgeable with the doctrines in the Bible.
很可惜是他们只晓得那个字句啊，啊不晓得真正的经义在哪里。
Unfortunately, their knowledge was only of the actual physical words and not of the true spiritual teaching.
因为耶稣在传道里的时候有一些做法啊，跟法利赛人的观念不一致。
And so when Jesus was preaching his gospel in the world, his practice was sometimes not in agreement with that of the Pharisees. And so many Pharisees opposed Jesus.
但是这个法利赛人尼哥底母啊，他却半夜来见耶稣。
But this Pharisee Nicodemus came at night to meet Jesus.
他看到主耶稣所行的很多神迹奇事的作为。
Because he saw many miracles and wonders being performed by Jesus.
他从这个超自然的力量啊来认识耶稣。
And from this, he realized the great power and might of Jesus Christ.
他对主耶稣说啊，如果没有神跟你同在的话，没有人能够行出你所行的这些事。
He said to Jesus, "No one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him."
所以有时候借着神迹啊，要让我们来认识神。
So today, miracles and wonders occur because God wants us to understand Him through this.
这个迹就是脚印了。
Because this leads us to a deeper understanding.
人走过的地方啊，有人的脚印在那里。
When we walk, we leave a footprint.
有神的地方啊，一定有神的能力显出来的。
And God, where He walks, there will be His footprints, which are miracles and wonders.
所以你虽然没有看到神，但是看到神的能力作为彰显，你知道说有神在那里。
So even though we cannot see God Himself, when we see His manifestations through miracles, signs, and wonders, then we understand of His existence.
所以他看到耶稣所行的事迹，说一定有神跟他同在。
So when Nicodemus saw Jesus, he knew that God was with him.
那耶稣却对他说：“我实在告诉你，人要重生。”才可以进神的国。
And so Jesus said to Nicodemus, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
尼哥底母说啊，人都老了，怎么进到妈妈的肚子再生一遍呢？
Nicodemus wondered, how can a man be born when he is old? He can't enter a second time in his mother's womb.
耶稣说不是啦，因为你从肉体生的，生一百次还是肉体啊。
And Jesus answered, well, you can be born 100 times from your mother's womb, but this is still of the flesh.
主耶稣说我所讲的重生啊，是要从水和圣灵重生。
But rather, what I'm referring to is to be born again of the water and the Spirit.
啊，当然这个水的重生，我们知道是洗礼啊，能够得赦罪啊，重新得到那个属灵的永恒生命。
And Jesus, of course, saying being born of water refers to water baptism, which has the power to remit sins and change a person to a new person.
啊，当然这个重生的洗礼啊，我们现在没有时间谈。
Today that's beyond our scope of discussion.
那是一个得救很重要的步骤。
But of course, water baptism is of utmost importance to our salvation today.
主耶稣在这里啊，特别讲到说什么叫做圣灵的重生。
So here Jesus talks about what is to be born again of the Holy Spirit.
他说好像风一样。
Holy Spirit is like a wind.
我们眼睛啊看不到风。
We cannot see the wind.
啊，但是我们没有一个人啊否定风的存在。
But no one in his right mind will deny the existence of the wind.
因为不是没有看到啊就没有。
Because just because we cannot see something doesn't mean something doesn't exist.
因为我们人的那个视力啊有一定的范围。
Because our knowledge, our abilities, our senses have limitations.
那个光波太长太短啊你都看不见的。
Things of a certain wavelength that are too short or too high, we cannot see.
电我们看不到。
We cannot see electricity or light.
细菌我们看不到。
We cannot see many germs.
风我们也看不到。
We cannot see the wind.
啊，但是啊，它却是存在的。
But all these things do in fact exist.
他说，风虽然你看不到
，So when you cannot see the wind，
但是我们可以感觉到风的存在。
We can still feel that the wind exists.
风吹到我们身上的时候，我们会觉得很凉快，很舒服。
And on a hot day, the wind blows upon us, we'll feel refreshed.
啊，尤其现在夏天呐、啊，很热。
Just like today.
他说，我们吹吹风啊，觉得很舒服。
So when a cool breeze comes upon us, it'll feel very good.
啊，风啊，从哪里来，往哪里去，你看不见。
And it's hard for us to know where the wind comes from or where it's going to.
但是风吹到那个树木，它会微微摇动。
But when the wind shakes a branch, you'll see the leaves shake.
有时候风很大的时候，它就会发出响声来。
And you'll hear the wind create a noise because of the rustling.
虽然你看不到风, 但是你知道说风是确实存在的。
So though you cannot see the wind, we all know it exists.
所以耶稣说啊, 从圣灵生的就是这样。
And Jesus likens to being born the Holy Spirit to the wind.
圣灵就是神。
The Holy Spirit is God.
虽然神你看不到,
even though you cannot see God,
啊,那个神的灵,
but when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will know that the Holy Spirit is
啊,
there.
圣灵显出来的现象啊,
the manifestations of the Holy Spirit are that we can see and hear.
啊, you know, 可以活生生的啊, 在你的面前啊, 啊, 让你摸得见,
in other words, then we are able to see it with our physical eyes and hear it with our physical ears.
所以你虽然没有看到神, 但是知道神的存在。
So that way, even though we cannot see God, we know that he exists.
啊, 也可以看到神的大能。
We can see his great power.
啊, 所以说圣灵啊, 好像风一样。
So the Holy Spirit is like a wind.
我们看约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn now to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John 7.
37。约翰福音七章三十七节。John 7:37。节期的末日，就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”38节。信我的人。 就如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。39节。39。耶稣这话是指着信他的人，要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。这里主耶稣啊。
On the last day of one of the festivals, Jesus stood up and pronounced in a loud voice, if anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Because this was their festival. There were seven feasts.
啊, 最后一个节体叫做祝棚节,
and this was their feast of the tabernacle.
从7月15号到22号,
from July 15th, there's July, their 7th month, to their
22nd
day of that month.
这个屋外的地方啊, 空旷的地上, 或者是阳台上啊, 啊, 搭帐篷。
And they were to move outside their walled cities or their houses and to live in tents.
啊, 把很多的树枝啊, 搭在那个帐篷上面。
And then they would live in these tents and put many trees, leaves on them.
所以他们要住在帐篷里面 7天。
They were commanded to live in the tents for 7 days.
这一方面是纪念说啊, 他们曾经有40年啊, 在旷野流荡的生活。
This was to commemorate that they had wandered about in the desert for 40 years after they left Egypt.
因为神借着摩西啊, 把他们从埃及地带领出来。
Because God, through Moses, had led them out of the land of Egypt.
啊, 经过了40年的旷野生活啊, 啊, 然后得胜的, 啊, 才过约旦河进到迦南地。
Only after 40 years living in the wilderness were they able to cross the Jordan River and gain the promised land.
一方面回想他们的历史。
So, on one hand, this reminded them of their history.
啊, 一方面啊, 就是要来纪念啊, 我们人生本来就寄居客旅的生活。
But on the other hand, this was to remind them that human life is a transient, temporary matter. So when we live in this world today, it's a temporary event. After we leave this world, we have hope to enter a beautiful heavenly kingdom that God has prepared for us.
啊,
this is our true everlasting home.
啊,
so on the one hand, the Feast of Tabernacles reminded them of their deliverance
啊,
from Egypt.
盼望啊,
on the other hand, it was to teach them that their rest would be in the heavenly kingdom,
啊,
not in this world. So this is the teaching of the Feast of Tabernacles.
啊, 他们虽然在外面啊, 也地搭棚在那边生活,
So even though they lived outside the city in tents,
所以他们也要拿着器皿啊，到水的地方啊，去拿水啊，来做饭啊，维持他们的生活。
And they would have to take their vessels and their bowls and their containers to go get water and to get food.
那个时候，主耶稣就趁着机会啊，向众人宣告。
It was during this feast that Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice,
所以你们如果觉得肚子很干渴的话，你就到我这里来。
If anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
啊，相信我的人呢，我就让你们得饱足，也让你们的腹中啊，好像活水一样的涌现出来。
Because whoever comes to me, out of him will flow streams of living water. They'll be satisfied.
啊，主耶稣说啊，就是要把他的圣灵啊，啊，浇灌在我们的心里面。
What Jesus was referring to was that he would give us his Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts.
啊，让我们的心灵啊得到满足。
So that our hearts would be satisfied and content.
那我刚刚讲过说啊，圣灵会把神的爱啊浇灌在我们的心里面。
So we've talked about how God will give his Holy Spirit to put into our hearts.
所以我们信主以后啊，神是给我们很恩典，看顾我们的生活。
So after we come to know Christ, God blesses us in every way.
啊，让我们啊。能够在神的恩中啊，享受喜乐。
So that we have joy as being Christians.
啊，所以有时候你生活当中遇到一些困难的问题。
So we may encounter trouble in our daily life.
啊，神同样做我们的依靠，跟我们帮助。
But God is right there for us so that we can rely on Him.
所以我们信靠主的人啊，不会着急。
So those who rely on God will not fear.
啊，说在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Because in the midst of trial and adversity,God will be there granting us peace.
因为神借着圣灵把他丰盛的慈爱浇灌在你的心里面。
Because through His Holy Spirit, God has given us His love and peace and comfort and counsel.
所以外在的环境不管怎么改变。
So it doesn't matter what's going on around us.
我们都不会被打倒。
We will never fall to.
我们都是同样欢欢喜喜的。
We will always be filled with peace and joy.
因为我们能够啊，靠着圣灵，靠着神帮助啊，来胜过环境的艰难。
Because through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome adversity.
我们任何环境啊，都充满着喜乐，充满着盼望。
Any type of environment, we will still have hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以说啊，这个圣灵啊，好像一个活水的泉源呐。从你的肚中啊，不断的涌上出来。
So in this verse it says the Holy Spirit will be like streams of living water flowing out from within us.
所以保罗说啊，我们要靠主喜乐，我们不是靠着环境。
So Paul says we must delight in our Lord Jesus Christ, not in our environment.
有的人是用他的家世背景，用财富啊。
Some people gain joy and satisfaction from wealth, material possessions.
所以有时候遇到病痛啊，他就能够的绝望了。
They have delight in their good health. So when things, trials, adversities, hardships come upon them, they lose their joy.
有时候事业失败了，家庭遭了靠困难了，他就觉得很绝望了。
When they fail in their business, when they fail in their family life, then they have no joy.
啊，这是一般人喜乐的来源呢，啊，就是世界上的环境。
Most people gain satisfaction and joy and fulfillment from the things of the world.
啊，但是我们知道人生啊，很多啊无常的事情。
But we know that life is filled with trouble.
说天有不测风云啊，人有旦夕祸福。
This world is filled with calamity about to happen at any time.
啊，如果你要靠环境啊，啊，让你得到快乐的话，人生所遭遇的大概十分之八九都是很多困难的事情。
And if you try to gain satisfaction and fulfillment only from worldly things, most of the time you will be disappointed.
所以我们不是靠这些世上的环境带给我们喜乐。
So Christians should not seek fulfillment from the things of the world.
我们是靠着主啊。的圣灵充满着我们的心啊，让我们来得到喜乐。
But rather, we should gain satisfaction from the Jesus Christ that lives within us.
他说这个喜乐啊，不是外在的，而是从内心里面出来的。
This joy is not a forced joy; it's not from outside, but rather it comes from within.
好像一个生命的活水泉啊，不断的一直涌上来。
Just like a well or fountain springs up water from within.
他说不管环境怎么改变啊，心里面都是一直的满足啊。
So it doesn't matter how much trouble we're encountering in our daily life, we'll find that peace and joy in our hearts. This is the true peace and true joy that we're seeking after.
所以耶稣说啊，我们这在世界上啊， 因为这个是一个不安定啊、泛滥的环境。
So Jesus says, truly, you will have hard time in this world.
但是我们虽然在世上有患难，但是我们在主里面有平安。
But even though we have trouble in this world, we can find peace in Jesus.
因为耶稣已经为我们得胜了环境。
Because Jesus has overcome the world.
所以我们靠着耶稣啊，同样能够胜过各样的环境。
And likewise, we too can overcome the world.
任何的环境啊，都打不倒我们啊，我们都可以欢欢喜喜的。
Nothing will ever shake us or make us fall.
就是主耶稣所赐给我们的圣灵啊，就从内心里面啊，好像一个。
This is the living water that will stream out from within us.
所以这个水啊，能够让我们干渴的人啊，心灵得到滋润。
This water will satisfy our thirst.
也可以那个干旱的土地啊，得到滋润。
It will bring sustenance to a dry, parched land.
然后它就可以啊，生出很多的植物来。
Then from this water.Life will appear.
我们有水啊，也可以解渴，也可以得到满足。
And from this water, we will quench our thirst and have satisfaction.
圣经里面说啊，神的灵啊，就是好像这个活水啊，好像甘霖春雨一样。
That's why it says that this Holy Spirit is like a stream of living water.
就是圣经里面啊，来形容。圣灵是什么？
And it's also like the spring showers that fall on the land.
事实上啊，是来帮助我们啊，了解神借着圣灵啊，所要赐给我们的恩典。
These are passages from the Bible that enable us to understand the Holy Spirit.
我们看以弗所书一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1,
13节
verse 13.
以弗所书一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13。
一章十三节。
Ephesians 1:13。
说你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。十四节。
14。
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神的百姓被赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。这里讲到说，这个圣灵啊，好像盖印的印记啊。
These two verses liken the Holy Spirit to a seal.
我们有时候啊，办一件公文或者订一个契约啊。讲好以后这个文件打好了就在后面就签名盖章。
A lot of times, say we enter a contract, we need to sign at the end of it.
这个手续就办完了这个文件就生效了。
And then once everyone signs the contract, then that is a active contract.
所以这个印记很重要。
So putting a seal or your mark or your signature is very important.
盖章，就是签名。
And this seal can be a stamp, a mark, a signature. Right here it says that the Holy Spirit is a seal.
来证明说我们已经领受了基督的全备救恩。
It is a testifying that we've received the salvation of God.
我们已经是神的儿女。
That we are God's children.
我们将来可以得到天国啊。神为我们预备一个属灵的产业。
That in the future we can go into the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个圣灵啊，做印记啊，来证明我们真正能够得救、得永生。
So the Holy Spirit is a mark, a seal that guarantees our inheritance of the kingdom of heaven and eternal life.
所以这个圣灵很重要啊。
So Holy Spirit's very important.
圣经里面说啊，耶稣有神的灵在他身上。
The Bible tells us that Jesus had the Holy Spirit. And so though Jesus died and he was buried for 3 days, on the third day he resurrected from the grave. So Paul says that if the Holy Spirit that resurrected Jesus dwells within us, then our corruptible, decayable bodies will also resurrect along with Jesus.
圣灵就是神的灵,
Because the Holy Spirit is God's
神是永远活着的神。
And God is an eternal God.
啊，所以有圣灵住在你里面呢，啊，就证明你是神的儿子，你有永活的生命。
So if the Holy Spirit dwells in a person, that person is marked with eternal life.
啊，所以这里讲到说，这个圣灵就是我们要得救进天国、享受永生的一个印记啊。
So right here it says the Holy Spirit is a seal guaranteeing our inheritance and the redemption of God.
所以我们知道说那个鸡蛋呢，啊，因为里面有生命。
We know that an egg that's alive has life in it.
啊，所以孵了一段时间以后啊，啊，它就有小鸡产生出来。
After a period of time, an egg will pop, a chick will pop.
啊，如果那个没有生命啊，你孵再久啊，没有用啊，啊，最后有时候就烂掉了。
But if it's a dead egg, then that egg will never give rise to a chick.
啊，那个种子也是一样。
A seed is the same thing.
啊，这个种子啊，因为里面有生命。
A seed has life in it.
那你说那个芥菜种啊，虽然很小很小，一点点呐。
And even though a mustard seed may be a tiny little seed.
啊，但是那个种子里面有生命。
But because there's life in that seed.
所以你把它埋葬在地里面。
If you bury it in the ground.
啊，它会发芽，会成长啊。
It will grow and become big.
啊，如果没有生命的话就烂掉了，它没有办法做什么。
But if it's a dead seed, then it'll just die away.
所以告诉我们说，这个圣灵啊，就是一个永恒的生命。
So the Holy Spirit is a mark of eternal life.
我们有神的灵在我们身上。
If we have the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit within us,
除了说证明我们是神的儿女啊，
not only does it say we are the children of God,
我们还能够复活啊，得救得永生。
But that we will one day resurrect to eternal life.
所以保罗说啊，我们带着肉体好像住在帐篷里面一样。
So Paul writes that our fleshly bodies is like living in a tent.
啊，这表示说我们有一个肉体，但是我们里面有一个灵魂的存在。
So outwardly we have a physical fleshly body, but within us there's a soul and a spirit.
啊，因为这个肉体啊是暂时的。
Our flesh is a temporary body.
所以他用帐篷来比喻。
Just like a tent is a temporary dwelling.
我们好像住在帐篷一样。
So today we live in a tent.
啊，那有一天呢，这个帐篷要把它拆毁掉。
One day we will shed this tent.
啊，也就是说，人离开世界了，这个肉体啊，啊就死掉了，啊就要归土了。
And that's when human beings die a fleshly death and their body decays.
啊，说神那个时候会赐给我们一个灵的身体。
But Paul writes that we will gain a spiritual body.
啊，好像穿上一件衣服一样。
Just like putting on new clothes.
啊，那个会朽坏的生命啊，就吞灭掉了。啊，就变成一个永活荣耀的生命。
So that the body that we have is corruptible will go away and we'll put on an imperishable body.
啊，所以如果啊能够一直活到主耶稣再来的人。
So those who are alive the day Jesus comes again.
啊，能够得救的人。
Those who can be saved.
从圣灵就帮助他啊，逐渐改变啊，这个肉体消失啊，就变成一个灵体。
The Holy Spirit will transform their physical bodies into a spiritual body.
啊，那个身体就跟耶稣啊复活的身体相似。
And the spiritual body is just like the spiritual body that Jesus had after he resurrected.
所以圣经里面讲到主耶稣复活以后。
So the Bible says that after Jesus resurrected from the grave.
啊，门徒啊，因为他们怕犹太人呐、啊、来抓他们，说把门都关得很紧。
The disciples were fearful that the Jews would come to arrest him, so they locked themselves in.
啊，突然间啊，主耶稣站在他们当中。
And suddenly Jesus was among them.
啊，本来啊，多马说啊，啊，如果我没有摸摸他那个钉痕啊，摸摸他的肋骨，我才不相信耶稣复活。
Thomas, one of the disciples, doubted Jesus, said, "Only if I feel the scars where the nails penetrated his hands and his feet will I believe that Jesus was resurrected."
多马，你来。
Jesus appeared to them and said, Thomas, come before me.
你摸摸我的钉痕，摸摸我的肋骨。
Come and feel my flesh and bone, the scars of the nails in my hands
and feet.
多
马说，我的主，我的神啊，我相信啊。
Thomas said, I believe, my Lord, my Master.
但是耶稣对他说，没有看到就信的比较有福气了。
Jesus said to him, those who do not see and believe are much more blessed.
啊，所以我们如果复活了以后，就像耶稣复活的灵体。 样。
After we resurrect, we will have the spiritual body that Jesus had.
就不会受到时间、空间的限制了。
We will no longer be limited and confined by
space
and time.
虽然房子关得很紧，同样可以进到里面来。
Even though the doors are shut, we'll be able to walk right in.
这是神所要赐给我们荣耀的灵体。
This is the glorious spiritual body that God wishes upon each of us.
所以说，借着圣灵啊，来造就我们呢，给我们。盖印啊，来证明我们有这样的盼望。
So the Holy Spirit is given us to us as a testimony that we will one day have this spiritual body.
有很多人呢，认为说我信耶稣就已经得圣灵了。
Some people believe that they receive the Holy Spirit as soon as they believe in Jesus Christ.
圣经里面也没有叫我们说要求圣灵。
The Bible, they say, does not ask us to seek the Holy Spirit.
事实上，我们刚刚读过的圣经啊，主耶稣叫我们求圣灵，圣经里面很多啊。
But after reading the Bible, we realize that truly, Jesus asks us to seek the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣也曾经讲过说啊，父亲都会把最好的东西给儿女啊。
Jesus told his disciples that parents and fathers will give the best things to their kids.
神是我们这天上的父亲。
God is our heavenly Father.
所以他就是把最宝贵的，就是他的灵，他本身啊。透过祷告来赐给我们。
So he wants to give us his best, and his best is himself, his spirit, his Holy Spirit.
祈求啊，就给你。
And it says that if we ask God for this, then God will give us his Holy Spirit.
因为神会把圣灵赐给那些祈求的人。
Because God gives his Holy Spirit to those who ask for it.
耶稣也叫他们说，你们要祷告，要等候。
Jesus told his disciples, wait and pray.
我会从天上把圣灵啊，把属天的
I will give power from above. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. So the Holy Spirit comes only to those who ask for it.
So we know that believing and receiving the Holy Spirit are not at the same time.
So believing in Jesus and receiving the Holy Spirit are two separate entities.
We just talked about hearing the truth of the Word.
We've heard about listening to the truth.
这个真理的道要让你能够真正得救的福音。
The truth will lead you to salvation.
所以你所领受的道理要真正能够让你得救的福音呢？
So the truth that you need to listen to has to be the truth that will bring you to salvation.
然后说你领受了，你要相信。
Now after you come to the truth, you have to believe in it.
这样的话，你就能够领受圣灵来做印记。
Then you'll be able to receive the Holy Spirit, which is a seal of your guarantee of salvation.
保罗在这里用了好几个名词，几个动词。
Paul writes in many different ways.
一个是你要先行听到听见。
You have to hear it.
再来说要相信。
You have to believe in it.
然后说你要领受。
And you have to accept it.
这是三个动词的意义啊，不是一相等的。
All three of these things are separate events.
听到了，你不见得是相信。
If you hear the truth but don't believe in it,
相信不等于领受。
Believing it doesn't mean you've accepted it.
这是一步一步的。
These are three separate steps.
所以你要先听道理。
So first you must hear the gospel, the truth.
然后你要相信。
Then you have to believe it.
然后照着去做。
Then you have to accept it and practice it.
最后你就能够领受神要赐给你的圣灵。
Then you'll receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到圣经里面都是这样啊。
This is how the Bible works.
五旬节的时候他们祷告等候。
On the day of Pentecost, they were waiting and praying.
到了第十天啊，圣灵就降下来了。
On the 10th day, the Holy Spirit came down upon them.
在撒玛利亚的一些人。
In Samaria,
腓力去传道了以后啊，哇，他们很高兴，接受了。
Went to preach the gospel, they were overjoyed.
使徒又派了保罗、彼得、约翰去。
Then the disciples sent Peter and John over there.
为他们按所祷告，圣灵就降下来。
And he prayed for them, and they laid their hands on them, and then the Holy Spirit came.
所以不是他们领受道理的时候马上得圣灵。
So these people in Samaria did not receive the Holy Spirit the day they believed in Christ.
彼得约翰为他们按手的时候才得圣灵。
But only after Peter and John prayed for them and laid their hands on them.
以弗所的信徒啊
，In Ephesians,
他们虽然信主了
，Even though they believe in Jesus,
保罗一见面就问他们：“你们信耶稣有没有得圣灵
？”As soon as Paul came to him, he asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit?"
他们说没有啊，我们没有得到。
They said, "No, we did not."
保罗就问说：“那你们接受什么道理呢
？”And so then Paul asked them, "What gospel did you receive?
因为他们主接受约翰的洗礼。
They had only received the gospel of John and the baptism of John.
所以那个不是不对，而是不完全。
This was not an incorrect baptism, but it's not a
complete
baptism, not a
perfect
one.
要奉耶稣的名啊，重新受洗。
And so Paul said, "You must be baptized again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ."
然后他们领受了以后啊，在祷告，圣灵就浇灌下来。
After they were baptized, they started to pray. And then after they prayed, they received the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是神应许要给我们的。
So from all this, we know that the Holy Spirit has been promised to us by God.
接受全面的道理。
But there's conditions. First is we have to accept the truth. We have to believe in the truth. We have to pray and ask God fervently for the Holy Spirit. Once a person receives the Holy Spirit, you can see it, you can hear
it.
Sometimes people will doubt whether a person has the Holy Spirit.
五旬节的时候, 他们说, 他们好像喝醉酒了。
On the day of Pentecost, the onlookers said these disciples are drunken.
哥林多教会有的人认为说, 他们好像癫狂了。
And in Corinth, people said these people were crazy.
因为他们不了解。
Because they didn't understand the truth.
但是啊, 圣经里面说啊, 圣灵就是这样, 可以看得见, 听得见。
But the Bible tells us you can see the Holy Spirit
and hear it.
Human beings will speak a spiritual language.
身体微微震动,
and their bodies will shake with the power of the Holy Spirit.
内心啊, 充满着喜乐。
Their hearts will be filled with joy.
当然我们要祷告就可以祷告。
So if we want to pray, we can pray.
我们要停下来可以停下来。
If we want to stop, we can stop.
我们可以啊。 祷告很久啊,
and you,
圣灵帮助你祷告,
you can keep on praying and the Holy Spirit will help you to pray.
这都是我们领受圣灵的一些经验体会。
These are all the truth of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天下午啊, 我就先谈到这里, 让我们有一个初步的了解。
And so I'll end our short message here.
我们等一下座谈的时候, 如果我们还有问题啊, 我们可以提出来, 大家一起来讨论。
Later we'll have a discussion and you can feel free to discuss your thoughts and questions.
因为这是圣经里面一个非常重要的信息。
Because this is a very important teaching in the Bible.
跟我们得救有直接关系。
Direct correlation to our salvation.
因为耶稣说啊, 如果没有神的灵, 就不属基督的。
Because Jesus says, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you have no part in me.
如果我们立足信耶稣啊, 信到最后啊,
it is a sad affair if you believed in Jesus all your life and Jesus turns around and says, I do not know you. And this would be true vanity.
所以我们一定要很有把握，我们不只是啊, 我相信耶稣, 而且耶稣基督啊, 给我们一个很清楚的证据在我们的身上。
So today what we desire is a true seal, a mark of approval, a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
我们自己可以体会得到。
Something we can experience
individually.
Other people can see, they can hear.
我们就一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads in silent prayer.